Blog Talk Radio.
The final days, oh,
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode, another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High, yes, for every ear that He brings near. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me directly. If for His cause and His purpose, I have some very important things for Him, for His cause, His purpose, that I must do. The Most High told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes indeed He has told me, that I must tell you things, yes indeed that I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could, yes everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, yes, if they could, to utterly destroy from the minds of men. But the Most High has promised, and those of us who the Most High has called for to be diligent in His word, have known that the Most High will perform indeed everything. Everything that He Himself has spoken. He'll bring to remembrance by His Spirit, even by the testimony of Messiah, the full remembrance of all things that He has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that we should have always, 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 beyond all the partialities and misopinions and misadministrations of men, that we should have always, I repeat, always have sought Yah. I said I should always have sought Yah for the fullness of all that is His word. For indeed, without question, all the contentions that we see in this world are the result of man being in so many ways partial, hypocritically misrepresentative against the authority, the sovereign will of the One. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who will be continually left vulnerable to fatal flattery? Because many of them, my brothers and sisters, have not discerned the double-mindedness of their thoughts and ways and deeds, because they have desired the esteem they receive, not from Yah, but from men who exalt themselves. And I said, my brothers and sisters, men who exalt themselves, misrepresenting the Most High. But many have not discerned that those who misrepresent the Most High are the minions of devils. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures actually mean. In 2 Thessalonians 2, for instance, I said 2 Thessalonians 2 chapter, where the scriptures speak again and again about how the powers of perdition would, Scripture says they would, surely, and they have come to preside, sitting in the temples, right there in the churches, the powers of perdition, unrighteousness on the part of men, exalting yourself. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? In the churches, as if these preferences for evil, unrighteousness, wickedness, warfare have had a right to reside in the temple of the Most High Yah. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, rare. In fact, my brothers and sisters, almost non-existent today. In fact, I would say almost completely non-existent today. Is there a church that men could say that it has in all things been true unto the hope of the gospel? It might sound like a hard word. It might cause a whole lot of people to quickly turn away from hearkening to the fullness of what would be spoken in this show. However, the truth is what it is. I say it again, my brothers and sisters, the truth is what it is. What do you think it means, my brothers and sisters? In scriptures, speaking in Psalms 2, how the kings and rulers of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High, against his anointed. And for this reason, there is no peace. What do you think it means when it talks about in Psalms 2 and Psalms 53? Most High looked and saw none that does good, none, and knew and discerned how much men truly need to or should be seeking Yah. Therefore, men are scattered, overtaken by evildoers, hypocrites. What does it mean when Scripture talks about hypocrites? How about those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer unrighteousness? Look at the word hypocrisy. Hypo, under. We're saying like democracy, democracy. The word krasi relates, or krisi relates, rule. Men preferring lesser rule. How about preferring unrighteousness? How about preferring to be under the misrule or under the law of men? Rather than the righteousness, what indeed is the righteousness of the One Most High. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to discern that what the Most High told me directly. He said, if man can look at all these various contentions and contradictions we see in this world and believe this is the result of the work of the Holy Spirit, that man cannot be a disciple unto Yah. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, has not known him who is one forever. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand that many are they who believe that they have preached or have been compelled to convince themselves they've preached the fullness of a word as it is acceptable before Yah. The Messiah will say to them according to the scripture, because they would not teach the fullness of his word. They cried, Lord, Lord, but not for the fullness of his will. Scriptures have said what? My brothers and sisters, Scripture says that all such as this have not had a love of the truth, but have preferred unrighteousness. The Messiah must expose this pretense. There are many of my brothers and sisters who claim to preach the gospel, but the Most High has not called them. Many of they who claim to preach the Holy Word are the One Most High, but their doctrines are filled with the misconceit of many. Who will understand it in this time, my brothers and sisters? For many are they who cry out, Lord, Lord, to compel the people, to calm the people into believing that they have a devotion unto his name, but they have no intention to speak the whole word, because the fullness of the word would expose them in their treachery, would expose them in their willingness to walk after what what seems wise before men, because all the prophecies relate the Messiah must come, even to expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers. I said to expose the unrighteousness of all the rulers of this earth. All, my brothers and sisters, I said all. The rulers of this earth. That when he exposes the pretense whereby the powers of perdition have entered to preside and sit and rule right there in the midst of the churches, But when the day comes that he comes to expose all these unrighteousness at the behest and creation of men, men walking after their flesh rather than the guidance, the full guidance of the Spirit, that there be no question, I said, no question, as to who it is that the Most High has chosen to be king. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning, I said from the very beginning, Yah declared to this earth one righteousness. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? True to himself and no other. Do you really think the Most High has commanded man in antipathy against himself? Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High, do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has declared a multitude of varying doctrines whereby men have been compelled and somehow to believe that the Most High himself is confused, not knowing who he is? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that the divisions of this earth are the result of man walking after the Holy Spirit and only the testimony of one Most High? I can only tell you that the scriptures at 2 Thessalonians talk about the intrusions, the powers of perdition. 2 Thessalonians, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said 2 Thessalonians speaks of man. I said 2 Thessalonians speaks of man walking after the unrighteousness of those who prefer less than all that which is pleasing before Yah. The end result of this, I said, my brothers and sisters, the end result of this can only be something other than what indeed is peace. If you are willing, or have been willing, my brothers and sisters, to discern this, but the truth is what it is. It's the variant misruling entities of this earth that have divided mankind and compelled men unto warfare. Warfare, my brothers and sisters, wherein, because at the end of the day, none discerns righteousness. There's only been all the more pretense and contention. And after such mindset, my brothers and sisters, there's been no victory. I would have you to consider this truth, my brothers and sisters. I would have you give consideration of that which the Most High himself, I said that which the Most High himself has spoken. I'd like to call attention to let me go back. Working with something here for just a moment. Just a moment, please. I need to work with them here with the chat room. Just give me just a moment. Okay, looks like I got it back now. Alrighty, Daddy. I'd like to call attention to some scriptures that need to be given consideration. Last couple of nights, we've been talking about how any form of worship that opposes any of the taint, the pollutions, the partialities of man that causes men to be flattered not to seek the greater wisdom of Yah. All such worship, my brothers and sisters, is the result of man functioning blinded in some way. In fact, in some way, in bondage hidden in prison houses, my brothers and sisters, after the activity of the adversary himself. I want you to understand what the scriptures mean in Revelation 13, when it talks about this system making war against the saints, overcoming them. What do you think it was for three long centuries, my brothers and sisters? Three long centuries after the fall of Jerusalem. Millions and millions of those who were believers murdered, martyred, torn apart, burned at the stake, crucified. Millions, my brothers and sisters, at the hand of Rome. And let's be for real about this. It's a shame if anybody believes, or can at all believe, that at the end of that murderous time, knowing that the Messiah did not come then, shame, my brothers and sisters, upon those who have not realized what's written in Matthew 24, talking about that time of great tribulation, directly after the fall of Jerusalem. And Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem at that time. So it was not Messiah who came to reconcile all things at that time. My brothers and sisters, do you dare believe that the system that so much hated the faith has now become the messenger of the faith? Scripture says after that time will come a rise of false prophets, meaning false testimony. Excuse me. A rise of false testimony, my brothers and sisters, a false church. Scripture says it has horns like a lamb, claims to have the authority of the lamb, but still speaks as the dragon, exercising all the power of the first beast. My brothers and sisters, murdering men with the word. But the scripture says he who takes into captivity should go into captivity. He who kills with the sword. How about a false word? He'll be killed with the sword. This is the patience and faith of the saints. Saints, the Most High, my brothers and sisters, do not look unto the perpetuity of a lie. But they look forward to that day. The Most High said that he would deliver his people. That day in which he said he would smite the nations and then heal them. As only he can. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what those scriptures mean. When the scriptures speak of Messiah coming as the one called King of the East. In Revelation 16, 12 through 21. Reiterating and vouchsafing certain what he meant when he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The one that he said he Most High would send to expose all the folly, all the foolish, deceptive doctrine of the rulers. Yes, they would prove foolish the wisdom of those that men call wise that have set up pretenses right there in the midst of your churches. Devil worship. Right there in the midst of the churches. Why do I say devil worship? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. No man of deviant word is the gospel. No man of deviant word will bring forth peace. No man of partial or imperfect testimony, my brothers and sisters, will bring forth what is an acceptable offering to the Most High. In fact, man being partial in the word, fallen from the glory and the gracious righteousness of Yah, falling away from the refinement of his testimony, the blessing of his covenant, man falling away from all this has been, my brothers and sisters, the damnations of men. Even, my brothers and sisters, when at the hands of those who confess the holy name, dare men believe if they put the name of the Most High upon some partial standard, refusing to hear the greater truth, or blinding others that they would not hear? Dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that this fatal flattery has been unto peace? Think about it. 45,000 denominations, and that these businesses continue their doctrines that all of them have taught, lies that all of them have taught, that they will support to the bitter end. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say that were the truth taught in the midst of them, if anyone would come in the midst of them and teach the truth, the first thing they seek to do is eradicate his presence from the house. I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that if the truth were told in the midst of many of these institutions, many of they who are both among their rulers and among those who are constituents thereof. They were seeking to revive those lives. End result of this, my brothers and sisters, is that men have gone to war, speaking all manner of lies, one against another, to preserve illusions. And the end result of this, my brothers and sisters, has not been unto the salvation of any soul. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said, go forth in the name. In other words, honoring the authority of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to go forth and teach all things he declared, and to do anything less has never been honorable. Says to go forth and teach all nations everything that he has declared, baptizing, or let's just say converting the people unto fully what honors Yah. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, is not the gospel. Purity and completion. I said purity and completion, my brothers and sisters, can only offer one choice. But men contentious to uphold a multitude of variant standards. There's been much warfare in the world. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, none of these partialities is what the Most High can truly sanction and seal to confirm as in all things true and worthy of his name. In fact, the scriptures tell us, if any man is so double-minded as to seek to uphold any of the provocations of all the nations, I said provocations, meaning that none of these, my brothers and sisters, are truly Yah fully as he is. If any man seek to uphold any of the provocations of the nations, he said in his double-mindedness, he shall receive nothing from the Most High for maintaining this mass of misrepresentations. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand that what indeed is absolute before Yah is the only testimony that he will preserve, only testimony that he will uphold. He will uphold no man's testimony against his righteousness. He will uphold no man's testimony against the truth of his Son. Blessed, therefore, are all those who will understand this, for it is a truth. A rare few have been truly willing in all things to receive. Think about it again, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures talk about Isaiah 49, speaking of Messiah, saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Oh, he wants all to hearken to him, that all might gravitate toward one law, that indeed, my brothers and sisters, all the nations shall know peace. Yah has commanded in his appearing. Behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth justice to the nations. How about peace? Ours must wait for, seek after, look to fully discern and obey his law. Though Yah sent one to declare his rule in the earth, and he said he would do it again. Think about the scripture where Messiah spoke before his disciples. Speaking unto the Father, saying, glorify thy name. Petition the Most High to show forth what is honorable unto him in the earth. And the response was the Messiah was even then glorifying his name, and that he would come surely again to the purpose to glorify, to honor his name again. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 42? He would magnify the law of the Most High unto a place for Yah counted honorable. But he said the men had not revered him. He said, have I been a long time silent? Do you not revere me? He said, behold my rebuke. Now I drive the sea, drive the pools. One scripture says, cry like a man of war. Lay waste mountains. lay waste entire kingdoms. Why? Were these kingdoms worthy to be called liberation unto the will of Yah? Were they worthy to call liberation unto the way of peace? Not if they preached any manner of short-sightedness, not seeking the fullness of all Yah, his decree. All that Yah is called to himself, is obligated to speak all his word. Partialities, just like many parts, oftentimes divided and partial because they refuse to receive the knowledge of all that makes a man whole. Has been warfare against the Most High himself. Isaiah 49 says the Messiah comes forth, called the nations to himself. He is one that all the nations have despised. Shall men say that they are subject to institutions of men that despise the will of one? And say yet that they have been servants of the one? Most High being one, my brothers and sisters, establishes peace. I repeat, the Most High being one establishes peace. What then do you think a multitude of contradictions is? Can there ever be peace? Can there ever be one? Can there ever be forgiveness? Can there ever be atonement? Can there ever be at-one-ment? Can the will of many, my brothers and sisters, contentions and their differences, ever be anything else but warfare? Such is the way of devils, my brothers and sisters, who delight in discord from among men. All humanity has an adversary who desires that no soul pertains to discern the way of peace, who desires that no soul, you hear me, my brothers and sisters, that desires that no soul ever awakens to discern the perfect will of one. His spirit, the spirit of the adversary, is one that can never be true to all the Most High's decrees. He can never then be Savior. He can only leave men subject to deceit. Any institution of man that can never speak up for the whole truth, I can only tell you now, my brothers and sisters, has been devil worship. Most High has declared one rule. He declared the one called Shiloh, of whom I spoke on last evening. Genesis 49, 10 to 12. Really 49 what? 9 to 12? All of it. For those of you who did not hear it, I suggest you go back into the archive, listen to last night's show very closely. Describes much concerning what is the gospel of Shiloh. The truth of the Most High that the rulers of the world have despised to this very day. Scripture said in advance that the rulers were not, I repeat, the rulers will not speak the truth concerning this to you. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell you that your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, the elders, kings, presidents, prime ministers, are all in cahoots, defending in so many ways some form of unrighteousness against the pure, perfect will of the Most High. Why do I say this? Messiah comes to call men to remembrance of all things the Most High has spoken since by the mouth of his holy prophet since world began. And whoever will not hearken to that prophet and that fullness of that testimony will be cut off from other people. It means the Messiah comes to prove foolish, deceitful, let's just say far less than the fullness of the standard that men are obligated to uphold if they would be true. I said, if they would be true unto Yah himself. Blessed are they who will understand this, for the Most High will accept nothing less than the fullness of his word. Remember, obeyed, revealed, and appealed. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. If the only offering the Most High will be pleased with, since the only offering the Most High will be pleased with is peace, the only offering he'll be pleased with is one that is in all things true to himself. You really think, my brothers and sisters, that since the Most High created this earth, all things functioning in one accord, together in harmony and peace, do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that he delights in seeing all the warfare and contentions we see in this world? Men forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Men feeling that they have a right to murder and destroy one another, even send one another off to war. Rulers feeling that they have a right to send men off to war, my brothers and sisters, that they uphold the wickedness of men rather than the righteousness of Yah. What do I mean by that? 45,000 denominations. Wow, do you really believe that they're true to the fullness of the covenant? Do you really believe the contentions against the fullness of what the Most High has ever said, could ever be a covenant, could ever be peace? 280 nations and counting. Do you really believe 280 nations and counting, my brothers and sisters, could ever be? I hope you hear me. Do you really believe the 280 nations and counting could ever be the will of one in all the multitude of contentious divisions? Means some lies in the midst, my brothers and sisters. Means men are worshiping after lies. That's devil worship. And it's time we understand that. Most High will accept only one offering from this earth. And that is global peace, according to all that pleases him. Blessed are they who will understand that anything less is unacceptable. I repeat, is unacceptable. Men participating in the rivalries of men, not seeking to uphold the fullness of all the Most High declared, of brothers and sisters, being satisfied with these contentions is not a work of the Holy Spirit. Besides that, his disciples should go forth and teach all nations everything. That means declare fully what is the cause of the Most High, that there be no question among men as to what is righteousness. And if all the nations understand one peace, one righteousness, one covenant, after what, my brothers and sisters, would they go to war if they were faithful and true? I'd like you to follow me, my brothers and sisters, with a bit of scripture. That is at, for instance, 48th chapter of Isaiah. Most High said that his people have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And if Israel, scattered among the nations, influenced after the nations, has been constrained after the varying ideas of the rulers, how dare in the variant nations which have blinded Israel, according to Romans 11:25-27. How shall the nations which have blinded Israel, beguiled Israel to fall after many contentions, as it seems wise, after all kind of variant misbelief, how shall the nations, my brothers and sisters, say they have sworn by the name of the Most High, unto the fullness of righteousness, or unto the fullness of the truth? If they had, my brothers and sisters, there wouldn't be a multitude of Gentile nations. It's fine, it's amazing. A lot of people say, well, the Gentile nations are Christian. In fact, you look in the dictionary, and look under Christian, it says the Gentile. Wow. How many different kinds of Gentiles are there that men can say still follow the way of the one? Impossible. I said impossible. There wouldn't be a multitude of Gentile nations if all followed the way of one. Scripture tells one called Shiloh, however, It says, unto him shall all the nations seek it, his rest shall be glorious. He is the one unto whom it belongs. He is the lawgiver unto all that will give you, declare his law to all the nations. Scripture says he comes out of the tribe of Judah. Shall men believe, my brother and sister, the one out of the tribe of Judah, whose father is the Holy One of Israel, shall declare a rule other than what is the sure meaning of that covenant which Yah gave unto Moshe? Why do you think the scripture says that Malachi, 4th chapter, remember the law, which he gave to his servant Moshe before the great and dreadful day? Brothers and sisters, blessed that they will understand that the grace of Yah is that he gives the law by which men can learn how to again love, trust, and cooperate. Blessed are they who are discerned that nothing less than perfect harmony in the will of Yah is acceptable unto him. Isaiah 48 speaks about how the Most High has not pleased because his people have sworn by his name. Many have sworn by his name. Read Isaiah 47. It speaks about the rebuke of this Babylon. Most High sends Messiah to offer men a chance to discern what indeed is refinement, what indeed is righteous for the Most High, for a moment deferring his anger, that his people have a chance to hear the truth. Say, who is there then among you that can declare these things? Who is there among you that the Most High has called to discern past this confusion, that he may do what is divine will against this confusion that is this present-day Babylon? Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, in the 48th chapter, 16th verse, reads in this wise, Messiah is saying, come ye to me. In other words, hear his word. Hear the word that transcends all the rulers of the earth. See, I've not spoken in secret from the beginning. Need to read, when you read those scriptures in comparison, not about 49 and 6, you compare it to some scriptures over in Isaiah 45, around the 15, 16 verses out to the 25th, all out to 46 and 13. And understand who it is that the scripture is saying he is Messiah. Well, these scriptures are definitely talking about the one who was first from the beginning. He says, come near to me, come near to me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. Now the Most High with his Spirit has sent me. Who else could this be but the Messiah, the Savior? So says Yah, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yah, even your Holy One, who teaches you to prosper, who leads you by the way that you should go. All my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that if you read these scriptures closely, read Revelation 6:12 out to 7:17, 16-17, you'll find that this is all Latter-day prophecy concerning the one called the King of the East, angel from the rising sun, son of righteousness who arises. The one called the Most High raises up like the rising sun to suddenly cast out the darkness and reveal the light the world would obscure. All these being titles that Yeshua declared that he is. When he said he is the written offspring of David, the true bright morning star. Many of my brothers and sisters, men have not understood the prophecies in full context according to all that it speaks of concerning that one called Shiloh. And men have not known Messiah at all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, in that Rome, saw the men not understand. The Messiah comes to reprove all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, that he might be established upon his throne. All false worship in this world, my brothers and sisters, has despised that divinely preordained absolute eventuality. And every form of worship in this world that has forgotten the Messiah must reprove all the unrighteousness of all the rulers and all the priests and kings of this world, whatever style of doctrine in this world would not teach people prepare for this, that they know to seek the truth beyond all their rulers, hearing what the Spirit says in the churches. It has all been devil worship, because it was devils, my brothers and sisters, that kept people from knowing and discerning the knowledge of this truth. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures says. So says Yah, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I'm Yah, Elohim, who teaches you the ways you should go. Lord of hosts, Oh, that you kept my commandments, preserved, guarded, maintained, defend, sought after, preserved my command. In other words, his word as he revealed it himself. And not say as men, my brothers and sisters, have sought to twist the word to pull their own opinions. Said, then your peace would have been as a river, your righteousness as waves of the sea. Thy seed would have been as the sand, and the offspring of thy body like the gravel thereof. And I would not have beheld your seed cut off, your children cut off, nor destroyed from before me. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the Most High created this world for peace. When he looked upon this world, his desire is to see all things of one accord. And my brothers and sisters, men have chosen many rulers. Men have been less than diligent. Men have preferred flattery in their ignorance. And the end result of it all, my brothers and sisters, has been something far from peace. Blessed are they who will understand it. Because this world indeed is treacherously war-filled. Can't tell you about how many times it's been that in the midst of this warfare that this world is being plagued with, the Most High has caused me to hear the cries of the oppressed. And also, my brothers and sisters, caused me to fall down to have to pray. The men discern that the gospel is always a petition on the part of all who call upon the name of the Most High, whom the Most High has called, that we all petition, regardless of what has been our various allegiances, that we all awaken beyond the constraints of men who would cause men to go to war, to maintain false rule, territorial boundaries, that in fact, my brothers and sisters, were never in all things true unto Yah himself. Scripture says, for righteousness' sake, he will judge and make war. It says the Most High will send him, in fact, as a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, put all his enemies under his feet. Scripture says he will smite the nations and then heal them. Man choosing to defy the will of one that left himself subject to beguilements of many false kings. The end result has been much warfare because men have not learned to trust the will of one. The way of peace they have not known. The Most High has promised a day when he will show the blind by the way that they had not known. That those who would be his witnesses, my brothers and sisters, shall overthrow with him all the contentions and the misruling entities of this earth. That's the promise of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. But it's to those, my brothers and sisters, whose obedience is complete. What it said, 2 Corinthians 10, say our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, casting down the strongholds, casting down the false imaginations, and everything that exalts itself against the righteousness of Yah, and bringing all thoughts into obedience. Mind, those in the mind of Yah. And we are ready to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. How many understand that part when it says when your obedience is complete? So men, after the variant designs of this world, discern what is complete obedience. It's time we wake up and discern the truth. It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters, and discern. The man has a lot of growing to do. And he's not going to discern that growth after himself. He'll only discern this growth when he realizes his rulers have been snares in prison houses, even sin, and not the righteousness of Yah. Men chose this warfare when they chose to walk after men who flattered them and left them derelict, not even realizing obligation in calling upon the name of the Most High to seek the fullness of all that he has spoken. Scripture says Messiah will come forth one day saying, listen to me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. Most High is coming from the womb. Some people ask how that could be. It's easy to understand. The Messiah comes from the womb when he realizes Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 are chronologies. And that day will come when indeed you said the Messiah comes from a particular place. Read Zephaniah 3, it talks about that city. Isaiah 19, 18 to 25, it talks about that city. Numbers 24, 14, 17 to 19, talks about that city. Hosea 11, 5 to 12, talks about that city. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10, talks again about that city. Isaiah 66, talks again about that city. Revelation 16, 12 to 21, talks about that city. Messiah come forth saying from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. Bring Israel back to him. Declare indeed what is his glory. What is glory is an honor before the Most High. Declare a word that discerns the thoughts and intents of every heart. Said not only to raise up the conscience of Israel and the will of Yah to bring men back to him, but to declare the word of wisdom, my brothers and sisters, the word of divine righteousness even to all the nations. That he may be the hope of salvation, peace, even to the ends of the earth, from the rising sun to the west. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, that where men have chosen a multitude of diverse rulers rather than the will of the one whom the Most High promised in advance that he would send, that unto him shall the gathering of the people be beyond all their rulers, till men are willing to accept that truth. They have trusted in a false faith that has actually, my brothers and sisters, not been the faith of Messiah at all, but has been a fall from faith in the will of one that has as such, my brothers and sisters, after the power of perdition, has only been devil worship in the midst of all your 45,000 denominations of churches, across all your 280-plus county nations, none of them established upon the foundation of a pure, perfect truth. All of them, my brothers and sisters, they have not been true to Yah in all things. Since Yah is as he is and does not change, it's all been devil worship. Men loving somebody's lie. And with none of this can Yah be pleased. Who, upon hearing again that which Yah has decreed, and hearing again the gospel that exceeds all the nations, will be prepared, my brothers and sisters, beyond all their rulers, all their false rulers and misadministrators, to believe. The few who do, my brothers and sisters. These are they who will be called the remnant of Israel, who shall reside in the city of peace, and that they have been willing to hear the call of him who is forever one. I thank you all, my brothers and sisters, again for listening. It's been Eddie Meow coming to Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near, and unto his might, and unto his honor, and his praise always. Thanking him always for every ear that he brings near, for his supply, his sustenance, his preservation of his people, that we might be his people, with his laws upon our minds and hearts. Let us all give him praise, the honor that he is due. Unto his might, his honor, his praise, always. I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah!